Chapter 20, Lymphatic System. Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Overview of the lymphatic system. The two most important functions of the lymphatic system are to maintain fluid balance in the internal environment and immunity. A third function is to collect absorbed fat from the intestines and transport it to the systemic veins. Lymph vessels act as drains to collect excess tissue fluid and return it to the venous blood just before it returns to the heart. The lymphatic system is a component of the circulatory system. It is made up of lymph, lymphatic vessels, and isolated structures containing lymphoid tissue, lymph nodes, aggregated lymphoid nodules, tonsils, thymus, spleen, and bone marrow. The lymphatic system transports tissue fluid, proteins, fats, and other substances to the general circulation. Lymphatic vessels begin blindly in the intercellular spaces of the soft tissues and do not form a closed circuit. Lymph and interstitial fluid. Lymph or lymphatic fluid is a clear, watery-appearing fluid found in the lymphatic vessels. It closely resembles blood plasma in composition, but has a lower percentage of protein and is isotonic. There is an elevated protein concentration in thoracic duct lymph because of protein-rich lymph from the liver and small intestine. Interstitial fluid is a complex, organized fluid that fills the spaces between the cells and is part of the extracellular matrix. It resembles blood plasma in composition with a lower percentage of protein. Along with blood plasma, it constitutes the extracellular fluid. Lymphatic vessels. Lymphatic capillaries are microscopic blind-in vessels where lymphatic vessels originate. The wall consists of a single layer of flattened endothelial cells. Networks of lymphatic capillaries branch and anastomose freely. Lymphatic capillaries merge to form larger lymphatics and eventually form the main lymphatic trunks, the right lymphatic ducts, and the thoracic duct. Lymph from the upper right quadrant empties into right lymphatic duct and then into the right subclavian vein. Lymph from the rest of the body empties into the thoracic duct, which then drains into the left subclavian vein. The thoracic duct originates as the cisterna chyli, or chyle cistern. The structure of lymphatic vessels is similar to veins, except lymphatic vessels have thinner walls, have more valves, and contain lymph nodes. Lymphatic capillary walls are formed by a single layer of thin, flat endothelial cells. As the diameter of lymphatic vessels increases from capillary size, the walls become thicker and have three layers. One-way valves are present every few millimeters in large lymphatics, and even more frequently in smaller lymphatics. The functions of the lymphatic vessels are to remove high molecular weight substances and even particulate matter from interstitial spaces and to absorb fats and other nutrients from the small intestine through lacteals. Circulation of lymph. From lymphatic capillaries, lymph flows through progressively larger lymphatic vessels to eventually re-enter blood at the junction of the internal jugular and subclavian veins. Lymphokinesis is the movement or flow of lymph, which can be visualized in a lymphangiogram. Lymph moves through the system in the right direction because of the large number of valves. Breathing movements and skeletal muscle contractions establish a fluid pressure gradient, as they do with venous blood. Other factors, such as interstitial fluid pressure, also drive lymphokinesis. Lymphokinetic actions are activities that result in a central flow of lymph. Lymph nodes. Lymph nodes are oval-shaped structures enclosed by a fibrous capsule. They are a type of biologic filter. Once lymph enters a node, it moves slowly through sinuses to drain into the efferent exit vessel. Trabeculae extend from the covering capsule toward the center of the node. Cortical and medullary sinuses are lined with reticuloendothelial cells capable of phagocytosis. Most lymph nodes occur in groups, where the groups with greatest clinical importance are preauricular lymph nodes, submental and submaxillary groups, and superficial cervical, superficial cubital, axillary, iliac, and inguinal lymph nodes. Lymph nodes are important in defense functions. They are also vital to filtration. Mechanical filtration is the process of physically stopping particles from progressing further in the body. Biologic filtration involves biologic activity of cells destroying and removing particles. Phagocytosis involves reticuloendothelial cells removing microorganisms and other injurious particles from lymph and phagocytosing them. If overwhelmed, lymph nodes can become infected or damaged. Lymphoid tissue is the site for final stages of maturation of some lymphocytes and monocytes. Lymphatic drainage of the breast. The lymphatic drainage of the breast is clinically important because cancer cells and infections can spread along lymphatic pathways to lymph nodes and other organs of the body. The breast is drained by two sets of lymphatic vessels. Lymphatics that drain the skin over the breast, with the exception of the areola and nipple, and lymphatics that drain the underlying substance of the breast, as well as the skin of the areola and nipple. Superficial vessels converge to form a diffuse cutaneous lymphatic plexus. The subareolar plexus is located under the areola surrounding the nipple, where communication between the cutaneous plexus and large lymphatics that drain the secretory tissue and ducts of the breast occurs. More than 85% of the lymph from the breast enters the lymph nodes of the axillary region. The remainder of lymph enters lymph nodes along the lateral edges of the sternum. Tonsils. The tonsils form a broken ring under the mucous membranes in the mouth and back of the throat, called the pharyngeal lymphoid ring. Palatine tonsils are located on each side of the throat. Pharyngeal tonsils are located near the posterior opening of the nasal cavity. Lingual tonsils are located near the base of the tongue. Tubal tonsils are located near the openings of the auditory or Eustachian tubes. Tonsils protect against bacteria that may invade tissues around the openings between the nasal and oral cavities. Bacteria are trapped in tonsillar crypts and put in close contact with immune system cells. Thymus. The thymus is the primary central organ of lymphatic system. It is a single, unpaired organ located in the mediastinum, extending upward to the lower edge of the thyroid and inferiorly as far as the fourth costal cartilage. The thymus is pinkish-gray in childhood, but with advancing age, it becomes yellowish as lymphoid tissue is replaced by fat. Pyramid-shaped lobes are subdivided into small lobules. Each lobule is composed of a dense cellular cortex and an inner, less dense medulla. Medullary tissue can be identified by presence of thymic corpuscles. The thymus plays a vital role in the immunity mechanism. It is the source of lymphocytes before birth. Shortly after birth, the thymus secretes thymosin and other regulators, which enables lymphocytes to develop into T cells. Spleen. The spleen is located in the left hypochondrium, directly below the diaphragm, above the left kidney and descending colon, and behind the fundus of the stomach. The spleen is ovoid in shape and is surrounded by a fibrous capsule with inward extensions that divide the organ into compartments. It contains white pulp, which is composed of dense masses of developing lymphocytes, and red pulp, which is located near the outer regions of the spleen and is made up of a network of fine reticular fibers submerged in blood that comes from nearby arterioles. It consists of cords of white blood cells and related cells surrounded by sinusoids. The spleen serves a variety of functions. In defense, macrophages lining the sinusoids of the spleen remove microorganisms from the blood and phagocytose them. In hematopoiesis, monocytes and lymphocytes complete their development in the spleen. The spleen also contributes to red blood cell and platelet destruction, where macrophages remove worn-out red blood cells and imperfect platelets and destroy them by phagocytosis. They also salvage iron and globin from destroyed red blood cells. Finally, the pulp of the spleen and its sinuses store blood, acting as a blood reservoir. Cycle of life, lymphatic system. The lymphatic system undergoes dramatic changes throughout life. Organs with lymphocytes appear before birth and grow until puberty. Post-puberty, organs atrophy through late adulthood, shrinking in size and becoming fatty or fibrous. The spleen, however, develops early and remains intact. The overall function of the lymphatic system is maintained until late adulthood. In later adulthood, deficiency permits risk of infection and cancer, while hypersensitivity increases the likelihood of autoimmune conditions. The big picture, the lymphatic system and the whole body. The lymphatic system drains excess water from large areas. Lymph is conducted through lymphatic vessels to nodes, where contaminants are removed. The lymphatic system benefits the whole body by maintaining fluid balance and freedom from disease.